I also noticed that throughout the world, there is evil in the courtroom. Yep. Yes, even the courts of law are corrupt. Boy, we see that, don't we? Deborah's over there saying, she's just been through some of this stuff. She knows. And when you've been through a little of it, you know, don't you, Deborah? Yep, you absolutely know. I said to myself, in due season, God will judge everyone. Is that a true statement? I mean, God's going to judge everyone, and both good and bad, for all their deeds. So who's going to get left out of this judgment?
Nobody.
So the beautiful part, today, if we can make Jesus Lord of our life and repent of every sin, we ain't going to have nothing to be judged for, are we? Woo! Is that where we want to live?
Amen.
Yes. When I walk up before the King, I want Him to look at me. I want Him to look from top to bottom. He said, you're washed totally in the blood of my Son, and out of every sin you committed, every one of them washed clean. There ain't one left.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is that the way you want to be judged one day? Woo. But what if you never come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? How many, you think you might have a little sin or two attached to you somewhere? Oh, my lands. I mean, it's going to be a mountain of them. And then He's going to figure out where in the lake of fire He's going to put you. You know, are you going to get to go to the only a trillion degrees or 20 trillion degrees of heat? There's obviously a spectrum like that. The hotter places. He said you will be judged according to your works. And then you'll still be cast alive into the lake of fire. Now, this is people that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's unbelievers. But the believers, you and me, we will be judged also. We'll be judged. And if we've got every sin under the blood, He'll say, well, let's see. Yeah, you got every sin under the blood. You did this work for me. Okay, you get to go over here. Maybe you get to live and be like that story J. Vernon McGee told on the radio about the preacher that died and went to heaven. When he got there, I mean, he showed up at the gate and St. Peter led him into heaven. And boy, this was a beautiful place. So he took him down Hallelujah Boulevard there. And he looked around and he said, what a mansion. Who in the world does that belong to? Oh, he said, that was Sister Sue. He said, Sister Sue, who's she? He said, you didn't know her? She was a member of your church. She was a member of my church, and she gets a house like that, and I didn't even know her? Boy, this must be some kind of a saint. So he walked down, turned down on Glory Boulevard, and turned right, and there's another big mansion. He said, who's that? He said, that's Brother John. Brother John who? You don't know him either? He was also a member of your church. Wow, you can only see the wheels turn this guy's head now. Oh, Sister Sue and I didn't even know her. And she gets that. And Brother John and I didn't know him. I can only imagine what I'm going to get. Whoa, the pride's beginning to slip in there, see? It would be easy to do, wouldn't it? So they walk way down out to the backside to a little bitty tiny one-room shack. And he said, who's this? He said, this is yours. There may be a lot of people unhappy with what they get in heaven. But I will have to say, I'd rather be a buck private in heaven than a general in hell. Hadn't you? I don't want to be in that lake of burning fire, do you? Do you want to be there? I want to be in heaven, don't you? Do you want to be close to the throne of God in heaven? Yes. Are you going to have to do something to get there? Yes. You're going to have to be an overcomer. See, you're not just going to accept Jesus as Lord of your life and go do nothing for Jesus all your life and get to sit by Him in heaven. It ain't going to work like that. He's going to judge you according to your works. But like I say, I'd a whole lot rather be even a buck private in heaven than get there. But I ain't going to ever teach you just to be a buck private. I want you all to be generals. I want you to learn how to walk with God, be obedient to Him and love Him and serve Him. So one day when you show up there, He says, oh, Bill, it's you. Come in, son. Look what I've got for you. Is that what you want to hear? Absolutely, that's what you want. That's what I want to hear too. I don't want him to look at me and say, well, yeah, you're washed in my blood, but I don't see no fruits attached to you. So let me put you down here in the outer court, you know, and, you know, that I'm sorry for you, but that's all I can do for you. You didn't do anything for me on earth. I don't want to be one of those. Do you? No, I don't want to be one. Then he says here, then I realized that God allows people to continue in their sinful ways so he can test them. He allows you to stay in your sinful ways to test you. That way, they can see for themselves that they are no better than animals. These sinners. For human and animals both breathe the same air. And we do. And both die. So people have no real advantage over the animals. Now he's talking about the lost people here. How meaningless both go to the same place. The dust. When you die, does your body return to the dust? Sure. I don't care if you're even a Christian. Your body still returns to the dust. The dust from which they came and to which they must return. For who can prove that the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of the animals go downward into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why they are here. No one will bring them back from death to enjoy life in the future. He told you everything he knew. Everything God had revealed to him. Today, the people of you that are in this room, we know a whole lot more about the spirit world than Solomon did. We know today that because of the blood of Jesus, when we die, we only leave one thing here. Our body. Our soul and our spirit returns to God from where it came. We know that because the scriptures tells us that today. Even a few people have been there and come back to tell us this is the truth. This is good news, isn't it? That by knowing the King, you can understand how Solomon, even with the knowledge and wisdom God had given him, we can understand how he could look at all those things and say, it's meaningless. It's vanity. Because who knows? You build an empire, you die, you don't know what's going to happen to it. You don't know if somebody else is going to use it, but that's not your problem. Your problem is to do a good job for Jesus while you're here. So when you leave here, whether you leave $1, $0, or $1 million, you had fruit for the kingdom of God. That's the only thing. He's not going to say, well, let's see, Thurman, you left $10 million when you left. Because if I had $10 million, that's just like when I used to work for J.W. Marriott. He was worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. I built buildings for that guy all over the world. Somebody asked me one day after the old man died. They said, how much did he leave? I said, all of it. All of it. I don't know how much he was worth. I knew he had a lot. He never took a single hotel with him. He never took a single flying business. He didn't take none of his money. Everything he had that was tangible on this earth, he left it all when he died. He even left his physical body. They put it in the ground just like they will mine and yours. He did live pretty high while he was here, though. I'll say that. He lived pretty high. Made lots of money. I really hope he knew Jesus. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. But I hope you know Jesus, too. Now, if you do, you're in good shape. If you don't, you need to know the King as your Lord and Savior. Right now, today's the first Sunday of the month. Are we ready for communion? Okay. Those of you that are there to distribute the communion, we're going to do that. While they're passing this out, I want you to realize that because of the blood of Jesus, all you got to do, if you have a sin in your life, you can repent of that sin. And the King, He will forgive you. And He'll wash you in His blood. We have a privilege by being Christians today. That's beyond our wildest dream. We take this far too lightly of what we can do since Jesus came and died on that cross for us. Poured out His blood for you and me. And we take this... Oh, I have one. Thank you. We take this far, far too lightly every day. You need to realize this awesome God that sent His only Son to this earth to pay the price for you so that because of your wickedness and my wickedness, He would wash me in His blood. He would forgive me. And He would give me the privilege to come to heaven. He would give me the privilege to be free on this earth. And then if I will just read His Word, study His Word, and obey His Word and do what He says, He promised to take all sickness and disease away from us and heal every one of our diseases. It's such a wonderful privilege. And then He says, if you come and ask me, if you'll obey me and do what I say, He said, you can come and you can pray for things and I will hear from heaven and I will do them. And when I think about all the wonderful testimonies of all of you that gave those testimonies today, especially those of you that were in pain. I mean, this little lady over here on the front, I'm so grateful that we prayed for her last week and no more pain. It's wonderful to be pain-free, isn't it, ma'am? You know, and then Jack back there for months, you heard him give his testimony. Months he'd been down with that back, and I just literally pulled one of those fiery darts out of his back and asked the Lord to heal him. And he said when he walked out of this building, he's not had another pain in his back. Is it wonderful to serve a God that answers our prayers like that? You know, to think that a time, like Solomon says, of just a few years ago, if you'd have told me that I'd be doing what I'm doing today, I'd have said, you got the wrong man. I will never be a preacher. Under no conditions will I ever preach the word. But let me tell you, I was wrong. I was wrong. I have had the privilege to teach His word, and now understand what Paul says, you can't shut me up. I've got this fire inside of me that I've got to tell you about this Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.